Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman, and I am thrilled to be beginning Sefer Tehillim with you as part of the third cycle of Tardi Mecha Nachyomi, with those of you who have taken the journey before and those of you who are embarking for the first time. These opening words of Tehillim, Ashrei Ha'ish, connect us back in time and in concept. Moshe Rabbeinu presented the five books of the Torah to the Jewish people, and King David presents us with the five books of Tehillim. David's words begin where Moshe's words leave off. Moshe concludes Sefer Devarim with Ashrecha Yisrael mi kamocha. How praiseworthy are you, Israel? Who can compare to you? And the first words of Tehillim begin with the words Ashrei Ha'ish. Praiseworthy is the man, picking up where Moshe left off. But rather than focusing on the children of Israel, David HaMelech addresses us as the quintessential man. What is our purpose? What is our journey? These five books of Tehillim will provide us with the opportunity to learn together, grow together, and be inspired to go from saying to praying. And now for Tehillim, Perek Aleph.
Welcome to Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and it is very exciting for me to begin with you the first book of Ksuvim, the book of Tehillim. The book of Tehillim is organized into five books to parallel the five books of the Torah, and we will be learning the first book together. Let's begin with a short introduction. The timeless words of Tehillim empower us with the strength and direction we need to live a life of dveikus, of closeness to God. King David, David HaMelech, along with the other nine authors of the Psalms, guides us through every human emotion, offering us words to help deepen our connection to Hashem and appreciate His constant loving presence, guidance, and omnipotence. Let's further understand the power of Tehillim. In chapter 116, Kuftes Zion, David HaMelech says, He'emanti ki adaber, I believe because I speak, or when I speak. And this simple yet profound statement captures the essence of Tehillim. Our words shape our beliefs and thoughts, which in turn influence our actions and interactions. And when we recite the words of Tehillim with understanding, they transform the way we think, act, and live. So really, Tehillim is a transformative experience, and the more we understand the words, these holy words, we allow them to change us from within. And these words, these songs, turn loneliness into connection, adversity into strength, and helplessness into action. These mizmorim, these songs, elevate our joy as we expand our joy to include others, and they direct us to use our pride to deepen our relationship with God. Tehillim shifts our insecurity into confidence and transforms hopelessness into hope, and that is why we love Tehillim. Let's begin with the first Mizmar, Mizmar Aleph, chapter 1. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas rasha'im uvederech hata'im lo amad uvemoshav leitzim lo yashav. Praiseworthy is the man who did not walk or does not walk in the advice of the wicked and does not stand in the path of sinners and does not sit in the path of sin, in the place of cynics. Not only do we not follow the advice of the wicked, but we do not even stand with sinners to be influenced by them. And furthermore, even cynics who aren't wicked, but have a cynical attitude which puts ideas and people down, we stay away from. Rather, Pasuk Beis, Ki im besoras Hashem cheftso, uvesoraso yege yomam valayla, rather, he desires God's Torah, and in his Torah, he immerses day and night. And this doesn't mean that literally he learns Torah day and night, although he might. Rather, it means that he concentrates on doing the will of God day and night, what the Torah wants him to do. And instead of asking the cynical ones who aren't really serious about doing God's will, he focuses on what God would want him to say and do in every situation. He looks to God for approval instead of the negative forces, people, ideas around him. This is the first of the Mizmorim in the book of Tehillim, but it wasn't necessarily the first one that was written. It is placed first because its message serves as an introduction to the entire book. We think of Tehillim, and it is so, as songs that praise God. And there are many incredible songs where we and the entire universe praise God. But think about this. The very first psalm begins with Ashrei Ha'ish, praiseworthy is the man. Instead of immediately calling out to God in praise, the psalm, the first perek, begins by recognizing our own greatness or potential greatness. These first two words, Ashrei Ha'ish, praiseworthy is the man, establish a mindset for anyone reciting Tehillim. It's a lifestyle rooted in self-confidence and self-worth. Because we cannot truly praise our Creator if we lack confidence in the greatness of His creation, meaning me and you. With this foundation of self-confidence that I feel praiseworthy and good about myself, we can then focus on deepening our connection to God. And at times we may have to, in our minds at least, repeat, Ashrei Ha'ish, praiseworthy is the man. Praiseworthy are we who are the sayers of Tehillim. As the song continues, it guides us as to who not to listen or to follow. Ashrei Ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas rishayim. Who should we not follow? It isn't always easy to resist the pull of influences that aren't good for us, or to stand firm against the peer pressure that can steer us away from our best path. However, the stronger our confidence in our personal mission and purpose, the more we feel Ashrei Ha'ish, the easier it becomes to say no to those forces and to stay aligned with the path that leads us to our true potential. So the Mizmar continues with an image that shows us how great the person is, the one who immerses herself or himself in God's will. And here is the image that the Pasuk gives. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. Vaya ke'etz shasul al palge mayim, asher piryo yitain be'ito, va'aleu lo yibol, v'chol asher ya'aseh yatzliach. And he, this person who is able to say no to the negativity around him or her, he will be like a tree deeply rooted alongside brooks of water that yields its fruits in the right season. His leaves will not wither. Parentheses. In other words, all that he does will be successful. So man is compared to a tree. And a healthy and vibrant tree can live for hundreds of years. And even after it dies, they can have an eternal impact, as the seeds of this tree have produced forests and orchards, and even a decayed tree nourishes future vegetation. So this tree that we're seeing in this Mizmar has multiple sources of nourishment so that it can retain its vibrance. Even if some of the water sources dry up, there are always others. Its fruits are perfect. They are like the juicy oranges in January, the apples in September, and the sweet peaches in June, and the grapes in July, meaning even when the fruits aren't growing, it's evergreen. It's always beautiful. It produces the best fruits. It's beautiful, and it has constant sources of nourishment, so we're not worried that it's going to dry up. So too, the man who follows God's will always be successful, beautiful, and eternal like this evergreen fruit tree. Now let me ask you, do we really see that in life? That when we follow God's will and do what we know to be the correct thing for us, we're successful? How many times have we acted honestly but did not seem to gain anything? How many times have we tried to do a kindness that wasn't appreciated or even backfired? What about the time that we spent, or all the time that we spent, preparing a speech or studying for a test, and it didn't seem to be successful at all? Perhaps it's our definition of success that needs to be challenged. We think that success is seeing the positive result that we imagined in our expected time frame, but we need to redefine for ourselves what is success. Let's look at this. The Midrash explains in various places how the actions of our forefathers impacted the future, and it still impacts us today. For example, in the merit of Avram taking care of the three guests that he had on that very hot day after his circumcision, God took care of the Jewish people in the desert, giving them water, food, and lodging, just like Avram did with his guests. And again, Hashem took care of us when we entered the land of Israel and gave us water, food, and places to live. And the Midrash in Bereishis Rabbah continues and says that in the future, that hasn't even happened yet, Hashem will continue to take care of us and give us the water, food, and lodging we need because of the actions of Avraham on that day many years ago. In fact, we bring up the names of our forefathers every single day in the Shemona Esrei, with the hope that God will grant our requests in their merit. The Or Gedaliah explains in the Parsha of Chayesara that just like our forefathers' thoughts, prayers, and actions had an eternal impact, so too do our positive actions, words, and thoughts have an eternal impact. And we see that in this verse in Tehillim, that v'chol asher yaseh yatzliach, everything he does, he will be successful. So let's follow this idea in the psukim that follow. Pasuk Dalet, lo chein harasha'im ki im kamotz asher tidfenu ruach. This is not the case with the wicked, for they are like chaff, meaning that they will blow away. As successful as they may think they are in the moment, in truth, their impact will be of no positive value. Their time on this earth will not have done anything to bring the world to a better place, and they will not be successful. Pasuk Hey, Al Kein Lo Yakumu Rasha'im Bamishpat Vechata'im Ba'adas Tzadikim. Therefore, the wicked will not rise up when there is judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Pasuk Vav, Ki Yodea Hashem Derech Tzadikim V'Derech Rasha'im Toved. For God knows the way of the righteous, and the way of the wicked will be destroyed. God knows the good that we're doing, and he also knows the evil of the wicked, and they will be destroyed. And while they will be destroyed, let's go back and look at the image of the tree. God will take all the good that we do and use it to provide nourishment, to provide goodness for this world at the right time, in the right place, just like God took the goodness of Avraham and used it and uses it and will use it to bring good for the world. So as you finish saying this mizmar, take a moment to recognize your own worth. Feel praiseworthy because you know that even if you don't yet see the fruits of your efforts and prayers, God does. He acknowledges every positive action, every heartfelt intention, every word that we say, and uses them to bring goodness and salvation. So ask yourself, does this realization empower you? Does it inspire you to avoid negativity and to strengthen your commitment to grow? Do you feel that way when you say this song? If your answer is yes, then the Ashrei Ha'ish, the praiseworthy man, is you. Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'erit HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.